back to my channel. This is another episode of Becoming a Model podcast, and I am your lovely host, Binky Lou. And before we get started, just make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel, click that notification bell, make sure that you go ahead and thumbs up this video, comment, and share with a family member and or friend. All right. If you're listening to this on any of the other streaming platforms, make sure that you guys are following the Becoming a Model podcast and liking the episode. All right. So for today's topic, we will be talking about what is a model call. All right. This is something that's very important for us as models because this is how we get our money and this is how we find our jobs. So you need to know what a model call is, right? Now, let's get into it. So, what is a model call? Obviously, a model call is basically it is a open call where we have all the models coming and they're all trying to basically cast themselves and or audition for the role of either a fashion show or a photo shoot. And the main thing here is you presenting yourself professionally, presenting all the materials that you need to go ahead and let the client basically know that you are here or whatever their gig and or show is. When responding to model calls, always look and make sure that you are looking at the submission information and following the rules. You do not want to submit yourself and you're sending in unnecessary materials when you're doing your model call submissions. You want to submit your name, you want to submit your age, you want to submit your height and your measurements. And you want to make sure that those are the basis, okay, the baseline that will be in your email or your submission material. If they ask for a headshot, send your headshot, send your full body shot. If they ask for, you know, a regular selfie, then send your regular selfie. But you want to make sure you have your professional Polaroid shots to submit so then they can see a clear shot of your face, your profile, and your full body, okay? So make sure that you stay in line with all of those submissions and submit what they are asking of you. Always make sure that you have your Polaroid shots and or comp card in hand when it comes to you submitting, especially when you go out to fashion shows. The most important thing is your comp cards or your Polaroid shots. You want to have one sheet where it's your front and back, front being your headshot or the front headshot for your comp card, and the back being your full body shot or the couple of shots with your measurements on the back on your comp card. This is very important because it's like having your walking bigger form business card. And your comp card is a model's form of a business card. That's the thing that you submit when you're getting called up for your name and you're getting your number or what so have you that they tag you with in order to make sure that they're keeping note of your audition. You may not be able to get in for the fashion show or the photo shoot that they have and you're casting for at that moment, but do not feel ashamed. You may just be able to get in for another gig because you gave them your comp card and they were able to keep that information so they can go ahead and touch back bases with you for something in the future. Now, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors for today's episode. Hey, you guys. Today's sponsor is brought to you by Clean Skin Club. All right. And I'm talking about the clean towels today. Okay. I have these clean towels. I love them. They're very great on my skin. I use them literally for everything. So you guys use them for everything.
They are 100% biodegradable, ultra soft, and ensure the cleanest ending to your skincare routine. Each towel has a textured side and a smooth side. And yes, I use both. The clean towels are gentle on your skin, but are durable enough for any use, guaranteed not to tear or shed, and are just as strong when wet. And trust and believe you me, this is true. I use my clean skin towels literally for my facials, and I always wet them and nuke them so they can stay warm, and they are the best. I don't have to go ahead and use hand towels or face towels to clean off my clients and apply new products. So this is great. You guys get to have the chance of getting your own clean towels and any products from Clean Skin Club with my promo code WINKED to receive 20% off your total order at checkout. Again, you guys get to receive your own greatness when you use my promo code WINKED at checkout for 20% off your total order. Make sure that you visit cleanskinclub.com. That's cleanskinclub.com.
Thank you to our sponsors, and now let's get back into the video. Another great thing to always keep note about is to make sure you are in your model attire when you are going out for these runway calls. Please make sure you're ready to go. That means you're in your runway heels, not block heels, but real heels, okay? You're in your hard bottom shoes if you're a male. You're in your uniform, that means the jeans with the white top or the all black uniform. Your hair is pulled back in a ponytail, high and or low, behind the ears. It doesn't move. That way we get a good clean capture of your face. You're fresh faced. You don't have makeup on because we want to see the most authentic part of you and how we can put you into that new transitioned form for the runway. You don't have a lot of flashy jewelry on. Take away the big bulky bracelets. Take away the big bulky earrings. You want to be as bare minimum as possible. So when you're submitting your information for a model call through email, make sure that you're submitting your emails through the actual body of the actual email and submit your photos in either a PDF and or JPEG form. Already there in the attachments, all the meat and bones information that they ask of you in the body, ready to go. Nothing more, nothing less. Do not have any kind of links, any kind of other formats like document like files or anything like that where it's editable or things of that nature. Sometimes it's nice to give a short little bio, and I mean very short, a couple of sentences, just to introduce yourself so then the casting directors can kind of get an idea and a feel of who you are and a little bit of your personality. Just submit what you need and make sure that your submission materials are either in a PDF or JPEG format. That's all for today's episode. It is so awesome bringing you guys these new tips, tricks, and all this information. So please make sure that you guys subscribe to the channel again. Hit that notification bell, like the video, comment, and share with a family member and or friend. Also, make sure that you guys subscribe to my Patreon for as low as just $5. You guys get the uncut versions of all the interviews that I have with our fashion industry friends who come on here to give you a little bit of more tips and tricks of the trade from their point of view. And you get so much more other pieces of content. All those $5 adds up for me to bring you more goodies and better interviews. So make sure that you guys subscribe and join that Patreon. And I will see you guys for next week's episode. Bye.